"It sounds all right," said Bond, lifting his eyebrows at this mystery-making. Mathis paid no attention. He placed the set, which he had unwrapped, on the floor beside the unlit panel electric fire below the mantelpiece.
"It is just past 11," he said, "and I see that the Compagnon de la Chanson should now be on the medium wave from Rome. They are touring Europe. Let us see what the reception is like. It should be a fair test."
He winked. Bond noticed that he had turned the volume onto full, and that the red light indicating the long wave band was illuminated, though the set was still silent. Mathis fiddled at the back of the set. Suddenly an appalling roar of static filled the small room. Mathis gazed at the set for a few seconds with benevolence, and then turned it off, and his voice was full of dismay.
"My dear monsieur, forgive me, please, badly tuned."
And he again bent to the dials. After a few adjustments, the close harmony of the French came over the air, and Mathis walked up and clapped Bond very hard on the back and wrung his hand until Bond's fingers ached. Bond smiled back at him.
"Now what the hell?" he asked.
"My dear friend," Mathis was delighted, "you are blown, blown, blown! Up there!"
He pointed at the ceiling.
"At this moment, either Monsieur Mons or his alleged wife, allegedly bedridden with the grip, is deafened, absolutely deafened, and I hope in agony."
He grinned with pleasure at Bond's frown of disbelief. Mathis sat down on the bed and ripped open a packet of Caporal with his thumbnail. Bond waited. Mathis was satisfied with the sensation his words had caused. He became serious.
"How it has happened, I don't know. They must have been onto you for several days before you arrived. The opposition is here in real strength. Above you is the Mons family. He is German, she is from somewhere in Central Europe, perhaps a Czech. This is an old-fashioned hotel. There are disused chimneys behind these electric fires. Just here,"
he pointed a few inches above the panel fire,
"is suspended a very powerful radio pickup. The wires run up the chimney to behind the Mons' electric fire, where there is an amplifier. In their room is a wire recorder and a pair of earphones, on which the Mons' listen in turn. That is why Madame Mons has the grip, and takes all her meals in bed, and why Monsieur Mons has to be constantly at her side instead of enjoying the sunshine and the gambling of this delightful resort. Some of this we knew because in France we are very clever. The rest we confirmed by unscrewing your electric fire a few hours before you got here.